Many livestock producers across the country are preparing their feed sources for the fall and winter. Some areas of the country will rely on an overabundance of forage from heavy rains. Others may need to transport hay and feed from other locales. But as University of Nebraska Extension educator Aaron Berger says, no matter what type of forage or hay is used,
as we're thinking about a cow herd, we may need to look at some kind of supplement to go with that to meet the protein requirements, or up for thinking about backgrounding or growing calves on that forage, also thinking about a protein supplement to go with that as well.
So now is a good time for producers to compare price when it comes to protein supplements, to know what they need to balance nutritional needs and how much they need.
Think about how is that protein supplement going to be delivered, and really get to what is the cost per unit of protein actually being consumed by the animal, whether that's a mature cow, a replacement heifer, a bred heifer, or maybe a weaned calf.
Berger says a good place to start is figuring all the cost involved, from protein supplement purchase to losses associated with storage and delivery, to determine the actual amount of nutrient being consumed by the animal to get a cost per unit of protein.
And we want to do that on a dry matter basis, taking out the water. Sometimes we can buy different supplements that may be high in moisture or low in moisture, but really being able to compare those supplements to one another accurately is important. And the way we do that effectively is on a dry matter basis.
Some other things to consider: what forage is being used, and getting forage samples to determine nutrition and protein quality, and from that, determine what kind of supplements to obtain.
The other thing we really want to be thinking about is what is the nutrient requirements of the animal that we're going to be feeding this, whether it's harvested hay, or if we're going to be grazing fescue, or stockpiled native forage, or smooth brome, things like that. What is the performance target or goals that we want?
Which will be determined by the animal itself and the purpose of the animal, such as dairy production. Consideration must also be made based on the energy value of the forage. Berger says once all those are brought together, the next step is comparing supplements to another. He says producers can use tools like spreadsheets or feed cost calculators found at various extension websites to determine forage supplement cost and which supplements will complement existing forage. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.